Well, it's another port and another tavern. And it's only 10:45 in the morning, but I had to try out one of the beers here at the Skagway Brewing Company. It's called the Chilkoot, C-H-I-L-K-O-O-T, IPA, and it's very good. So, if you're ever in Skagway, Alaska, I recommend you give it a try. As you can hear, there's already quite a crowd here at the Skagway Brewing Company. The town only has like 920 people, but I think we've got how many cruise ships here right now?
That's three or four.
Three or four cruise ships. Our cruise ship has 3,000 people on it itself, and I don't know how much these other... There's a couple Holland Americans, I think, and a celebrity or something. I don't know. Maybe that was last night. But anyhow, so the town is like quadruples in population when all these cruise ships come in. And so they've got the old downtown area fixed up. But it's really, like, neat and very clean and neat. They got wooden sidewalks, you know, like in the back in the 1800s, in front of all the buildings. And the streets are paved, of course. I'm sure back in the mining days, the streets were all mud and dirt and what have you. But, yeah, cute little town. I think the majority of the people probably live in a town called Haines, but it's about 15 miles away from here. I haven't checked out the population of that place. But, yeah, so it's kind of cool. We're waiting. We're going on the White Pass Scenic Railway this afternoon. It's about a 2.5-hour ride up to the top of a mountain here. The train was used by miners back in the Klondike Gold Rush days to carry their provisions and so forth up to the Yukon Territory and then bring the gold back down again, of course. Because the only way in and out was over these mountains here to the sea. Canada didn't have any roads up into the Yukon at that time. And airplanes weren't in existence yet, so there you go. Originally, the railroad ran, and it's a narrow gauge. It's only 3 feet wide, that rail gauge, and it used to go here from Skagway up to Whitehorse, which is the capital of the Yukon Territory. And I think the Klondike mines were in Dawson or something. Anyway. Yeah, Skagway was the setting for Jack London's Call of the Wild. So, that's kind of interesting. Anyway, I'm going to stop this, and then I'll start the recording again once we're on the train.
Well, Built over 115 years ago during the Klondike Gold Rush. Today's journey consists of a round-trip excursion to the White Pass Summit. We will be climbing nearly 3,000 feet in elevation today in just short 20.4 miles of narrow gauge track. On this adventure, I'll share with you the exciting history of the White Pass Railroad, along with the history of the Klondike Gold Rush. My name is Christina, and I will be your name.
Well, that was the start of our trip on the White Pass Scenic Railroad. We went a little more than 20.4 miles. We went an additional 7 miles into British Columbia, where we turned around, I think, in a town called Fraser. Yeah, so we turned around and came back. It was 2.5 hours to get to that point, and then a little bit quicker coming back downhill. The engine was a diesel electric engine, and I don't know how many cars were on there, but we had several scores of people. I don't know if there were hundreds, but several scores at least. There was quite a few people that took that trip. I think it's the most popular one here in Skagway. Anyway, it was kind of interesting. They say that the rail line was closed in 1982, but then reopened in 1988 for a tourist train, and it only goes a short distance. It doesn't go all the way to Whitehorse, Yukon Territory anymore, but it will carry on average 400,000 passengers every year. So, yeah, quite amazing. Well, the tour guide also mentioned that the city of Skagway, or if that's what you want to call it, which only has a population of 900 people, on an average Tuesday or Thursday during the cruise season, we'll have over 13,000 people in town. So, quite amazing. Yeah, anyway, there's also a road now that they built. When did they build that? I think back in the 40s when they were... No, it was after 1986, I think they said. So there is a road now that goes from Skagway up to Whitehorse. And it also intersects with the Alcan Highway, which was built through Canada up to Alaska just at the start of World War II. So, yeah, interesting. Okay, that's the day in Skagway, Alaska. Take care.